has been an absolute commitment from the very highest level in Uganda that the 4 million that was misappropriated will be fully restored. That hasn't happened yet, but the commitment has been made. Also, there is very thorough investigation taking place at the present time. And naturally enough, we will want to see what the outcome of the investigation is and what the outcome of the prosecutions are before we return to providing funding for Uganda.
So will this 4 million euros, will it be paid back in full in installments or as a lump sum? And what about interest payments?
The actual details of it haven't been ironed out yet. But what we are concerned is that no money goes missing, that the entire money that was misappropriated is sent back to us. And, of course, there is other money outstanding that we have not paid over for 2012, and we will not be paying that until all of the money is restored. And at that point in time, we will then decide how Irish Aid will engage with Uganda in the future.
Do you really believe that the Ugandan Prime Minister knew nothing of this missing cash? He claims he didn't hold the purse strings, but isn't he just passing the buck?
There is comprehensive investigation going on. We will wait the outcome of that investigation. There's a trail for the money. And if that leads to the Prime Minister, then so be it. But at the present time, we have no information that the Prime Minister was aware of what the situation was.
Doing some research, it seems that this is nothing new. Can I just read you a couple of headlines? Irish Times, July 2009. Committee reassured Irish funds to Uganda are not going missing. Further back in March 2002, again in the Irish Times, state to continue Uganda aid despite corruption.
Yes, see, Uganda is a country that has come out of enormous turmoil and civil war, and that has been part of the problem both in Uganda and some of the other countries. What we have done in Ireland is we have put together a very strong audit and evaluation mechanism ourselves. That is why even at this point in time, we are in November, and the money that was to be allocated to Uganda for 2012 had not been allocated because we were not satisfied with the arrangements. That is because we're keeping a very, very close eye on it. That's why we've been training the Auditor General's Office in Uganda and the personnel there so that they can conduct investigations into their own country and into their own finances. It's the people of Uganda we're interested in. We would certainly like to see their welfare being promoted.
Minister, can I ask you, did Tullow Oil's interests in Uganda come up during discussion of this aid scandal?
No.
Because the chief executive of Tullow Oil is on the board of the Irish enterprise charity TradeLinks, which is supported by Irish Aid and Tullow Oil. Some might conclude that it's difficult for us to talk about Irish Aid to Uganda without talking about Tullow Oil.
You know the way that Irish Aid provides its funding. We are fairly unique around the world in that we do not provide it under any conditions. Our aid is not tied in any way. So there is no direct relationship between Irish Aid and Tullow Oil.
Some comments on Ugandan websites are maybe indicative of Ugandans' feelings. One commentator puts it, abandoned in a political orphanage.
I'm not fully au fait with the fallout in Uganda, but I understand that it has been fairly significant and that this has also been noted in other countries. And I think that that is very important. At every level, there is recognition that aid that is being provided is being provided for the people, and that it is totally unacceptable that anybody at any level of authority should intervene to misappropriate that aid, particularly sub-Saharan Africa, where most of the aid goes. Certainly, it's something that the people in authority have a lot to answer for in relation to what they have done in this particular case. This should be a very strong lesson for everybody that there must be total clampdown on any corrupt behaviour by the people in authority that would prevent the aid, on the one hand, from going to the people that it's intended to, but also could question governments as to whether or not it is appropriate to send that aid if there is that type of behaviour taking place at high levels of authority.